So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned that Rav Chisda holds midiraisa tzarchi Shabbos nasa miyamtiv. On the deraisa level, it is mutter to prepare for Shabbos on yamtiv. Eisvei, we ask on Rav Chisda from a Mishnah Menachas which says, lechem aponim nechel letisha la'asara ula'achadasa. The lechem aponim in the Beis HaMikdash is eaten 9, 10, or 11 days after it was baked. As follows, 9, it's usually baked on a Friday and eaten the following Shabbos. 10, when Friday is yamtiv. It is baked one day earlier on Thursday. 11, when both Thursday and Friday are Rosh Hashanah. It's baked before Yom Tov on Wednesday. Apparently, it's usher to bake on Yom Tov for the next Shabbos, even midiraisa. It cannot be due to an Issur Drabbanan because Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash. Issur Drabbanan did not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Amalei Shavuos Kareva Hitiru. Shavuos Rechaika Lo Hitiru. Actually, the reason not to bake the Lechem upon them on Yom Tov is due to an Issur Drabbanan. Even though there's a principle of Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash, because that was set only for Shavuos Kareva, one that serves immediate needs, as Rashi explains, Shetzricha L'Bay B'Yoyim B'Mikdash Yitiru, the Chacham only allowed Yisrim D'Rabbanan that were necessary for the Avodah of that day. Shavuos Rechaika, an Issur D'Rabbanan that only serves a distant need, was not allowed. Rashi Gamliel holds, Shavuos Rechaika Nami Yitiru, therefore it is mutter to bake the Lechem upon them on Yom Tov. Maser Rav Mori. Rav Mari asks on Rav Chisda from the same Mishnah Menachos, which says, Shtei HaLechem, the two loaves that are brought with the Karbanah Shlamim on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, must be baked on Erev Yom Tov. If Erev Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, it must be baked one day earlier, Erev Shabbos. Why would we not be allowed to bake it on Yom Tov itself? The Gemara answers, the pasuk that exempts Oichel Nefesh reads as follows, Ach, Asher Ye'ochel L'chol Nefesh, Hu Levada Ye'os Lechem. Therefore, Shani Hasam de Amakro Lachem, Lachem Velelikvaya. The Torah only allows cooking for our own needs, but not for the needs of a carbon. Rav Shimon Gamliel, who holds that the Lishtei HaLechem may be baked on Yom Tov, darshens Lachem Velelanachar. Lachem teaches that we may not cook for non Jews on Yom Tov, but it's mutter to cook and bake for Kabbanas. In the previous daf, we learned that Rabbah holds Hoyl Umikli Le Archim Chazile. It's mutter to cook large quantities of food on Yom Tov, even if one does not need it for Yom Tov, because guests may arrive at any moment, in which case the food will actually be needed for Yom Tov. Sholach Rav Chisda l'Rabba. Rav Chisda challenged Rabba from the Mishnah in Masechtas Makkos, which says, Yesh chayrish telem echad, v'chayovin alav mishum shmoin alavin. A person can plow a single furrow and violate 8 different lavin, one of which is plowing on Yom Tov. If we hold up hoyel, there should be no chir for plowing the ground on Yom Tov. Hoyel v'chazi l'kisu dam tzipur. Since the dirt could be used for the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, covering the blood of a bird that is shechted on Yom Tov. After several answers that were not accepted, the Gemara finally answers, B'masunta. The Mishnah must be speaking about plowing in wet mud, which is a violation of plowing because it's possible to plant in it, but it's not usable for Kisei Adam since it sticks together. Eisei Abaya. Abaya asks on Rabbah from a Braisa which says, Hamavashal gid hanasha b'chalav b'yom tov v'oichloi, like a chamesh. If somebody cooks a git hanasha in milk on Yom Tov and then eats it, he's chayv for 5 separate lavin, one of which seems to be havar, kindling a fire in Yom Tov. Now, if we were to apply the principle of hayil, he should not be chayv for lighting a fire in Yom Tov, hayil dechazi le'letzarkei, since the fire could be used for other cooking on Yom Tov, which is mutter. After several answers that were not accepted, Rabbah answered, apik havara v'ayil atze muktzah. Replace havar with muktzah. There is indeed no lav deraisa because of hoyel. However, he's over a lav for using wood that was not designated in advance of Yom Tov to be used on Yom Tov. At this point, Rabbah assumes that muktzah is an issur deraisa based on the pasuk v'hoyeh b'yom hashishi v'hechinu eisa sheyaviu. Things need to be prepared in advance of Shabbos. However, Abaya cited a discussion of Rabbah, which indicates that Rabbah holds that muktzah is merely an issur drabbanan, and therefore we cannot count muktzah as one of the 5 lavim. After having another possibility refuted, Rabbah concluded, Ela apik havara v'ayil atze hektish. Burning wood of hektish for personal use is a lav. After the mitzvah of Ashireim tisrifu be'esh, to burn old trees of avodah zarah, the Torah says, however, lo yisasun kein l'shem l'kechem. You must not do the same to hektish.